About that little error, folks. So it's going to begin in just a second. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Q-Speed Radio, your podcast magazine for all things motorsports and maybe even some multi-sports. blogtalkradio.com/Q-Speed. Yes, I just said that. It's now Q-Speed. The name has changed. Same game, new name. And note the new web address. Similar, but new. Now we are blogtalkradio.com/Q-Speed. I'm your crew chief, Q. I just said that wrong as I almost copped. I'm your crew chief, Q. Captain Kurt should be joining us in a bit. Feel free to join the show yourself. Same number, by the way. Call 917-889-2053. We're live every Monday and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. I'm going to start out by saying don't blink. Championship seasons are right around the turn. I almost said corner, turn. It's kind of a corner if you look at the upcoming race at Indianapolis. Speaking of Indy, Indy has one more event till they crown a champ at Sonoma on September 16th. Cup Series has one more race, and then before their chase begins, Truck Series is already in their chase, and they will be coming up soon. And They have this weekend off. Xfinity has two to go before their chase begins. Their field will be set over the next couple races between Indianapolis and Vegas. NHRA just set their field for their final six races to decide it. I want to thank everyone, by the way, who tuned in on Tuesday for our unusual day of the week. You know, normally it's Monday. It was my mom's birthday and one of our highest rated broadcasts yet. That means a lot, you guys. It really does. Thank you to all those who did the audio birthday card, and Cindy for calling in to join the show live with my mom on air. It's not every mom's birthday you get a chance to go live on air and surprise them with a birthday call in, and and we didn't tell her she was going to be on air, so that was it's kind of a big deal, especially being that I look back at the ratings for the show and there was so many of you. So hey, let's wave the green flag and put the hammer down. The rumors of silly season are starting to unravel a lot bit kind of, and become facts. The biggest of the recent is last year's champ, Martin Truex Jr. in the Cup Series. The only for sure fact, it's still partial rumor, partial fact. The only for sure fact is that the 78 car will be no more. Barney Visser is shutting down that team over in Colorado. So there will not be a number 78 car, or at least not a number 78 from Furniture Row Racing next year. Visser decided to close up shop, and there's no full-time sponsor, or at least an ideal sponsorship to fund a competitive year for that team. So that has not materialized. Now, as of noon today, I'm not finding any confirmation from the parties involved, but as of last evening, it was reported on NASCAR Race Hub that Martin Truex Jr., crew chief Cole Pirn, and Bass Pro Shops will all be going to the number 19 car currently driven by Daniel Suarez at Joe Gibbs Racing. Now, where this puts Suarez for next year, I got a huge question mark after the word year. Where this puts him next year? Haven't heard anything as of this minute. Casey Kane, obviously retiring. That could mean Levine Racing has their eyes on Daniel Suarez. It's a possibility. There are a few other scenarios that would end Suarez up in the Xfinity Series, too. I have to mention, come on, it's early in the day as I'm recording this first segment for the show. I have to mention, I don't only have any info whether or not the 19 car at Gibbs is a charter team. That's meaning charter, the car is one of the guaranteed 36 starting spots. At the time Gibbs began that team in NASCAR, NASCAR also began the charter provisional starting spots where teams like Hendrick, Roush, Gibbs, Petty, amongst others, were all given provisional starting spots under the design of awarding charter spot, franchise, whatever you want to call it. The 19 was not eligible. And that may have changed over the years, but I'm not real sure. Another interesting point that there isn't a champions provisional anymore. So when Carl Edwards was tapped as the driver for the new team, the number 19 at Gibbs, he had just left Roush Racing. And then with Daniel Suarez, after Carl Edwards retired, or he's on hiatus. I'm not even sure what's really going on with Edwards. Obviously, Kenseth was the same type of deal, and now Kenseth is back at Roush after driving the number 20 over at Gibbs. So, but yes, the 19 is qualified every race, even though it wasn't a charter franchise team. I highly doubt Truex would miss qualifying a spot in a race too. So Edwards never missed one without a charter spot. Suarez never missed one without, you know, that provisional starting spot. And then, so when Truex comes in, I'm guessing he'll be just fine. I don't see it happening that a guy like Truex wouldn't make it into the race, even when it's a full 40 car field, which the only time that it's been more than 40 has been at the Daytona 500 anyway. So, yeah, it's going to get interesting over the upcoming weeks. No official announcement on Truex joining Gibbs. No official announcement on Cole Pirn joining Gibbs. No official announcement on sponsor Bass Pro Shops heading over there. I'm going to double up my notes here because a lot of shakeups to come, and some are already announced, but still waiting on the Kurt Busch news. Obviously, Elliott Sadler and Casey have officially announced retirement, but for the moment, all we really know is that 78 will be no more. And it'd be a long shot if someone other than Martin Truex Jr., crew chief Cole Pirn, and sponsor Bass Pro Shops not end up in the 19 Gibbs car. Add to that the rumblings about Noah Gregson currently driving the Truck Series, extremely successful this year, moving into the Sadler car. Once again, Elliott Sadler retiring. We'll see. I love this stuff. It gives me something to wrap my head around when I don't have a race live on TV. Let's see if we can get through something in the next 13 minutes before I go to break. The Cup Series, Bad Brad finally got his victory for 2018 and is finally locked for the chase. He really was never at risk of being eliminated, but this put an exclamation point on it. In the weeks leading up, I mentioned that this would be the track that Jimmy Johnson, being, you know, Darlington last weekend, be the track that Jimmy Johnson had the best shot at. There's some rumblings that with his multiple wins in the Brickyard 400 that he's got a pretty good shot at that. I don't see it. The Chevys have not been strong on big horsepower tracks. But, hey, those four corners are pretty tricky, and it would take a guy like Jimmy Johnson to maneuver through them. I don't think we'll ever see a rookie win at Indianapolis. But, yeah, so it would have been Johnson's best shot at a win, but Darlington's come and gone, so we'll see what happens after Indy. Johnson had troubles and finished all the way back in 39th. He lost a oil line or a brake line or something to that effect. He's still a prospect for the chase, but there is a scenario that could eliminate him. So we'll see. Could be his teammate right behind him and an outside winner. Johnson sits in the 15th spot, but would be out if teammate Alex Bowman passes him in points and a new winner outside the top 16 wins their way in. That's all I'm saying. Bowman will be out if he gets passed in points, or a new winner from 17th on back shoves him out as well. At Indy. And again, barring a penalty to Bowman, his points are far enough ahead that it'll take a win from someone outside the top 16 to bump him out at Indy. There is a chance that somebody ahead of Jimmy Johnson as well could be shoved back if, say, they got four penalties at 25 points each. It's possible. I've seen stranger things happen. So as far as it goes, the top 14 spots are in place, barring a massive penalty. But I've looked through years of racing, and I think if a driver that's got a lock in that, you know, top 14 in points, they're not going to take any risks. Harvick, although has less season points, is technically first place going in with 40 playoff points at this time. By the way, we still got one race to go. 40 playoff points to Kyle Busch's 35. Kyle's lead, leads the season, but as mentioned, it's going to be second when they go into the chase. As things sit right now, Kyle Busch could gain, you know, handful of playoff points too. Six victories versus Harvick's seven. Have I lost you yet? We'll keep it simpler. I'm trying to summarize this in the easiest way possible, but it just doesn't always go that way. Yeah, and I know it sounds like blah, 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 blah. But yeah, Martin Truex Jr. has four wins, sits third going in. Kurt Busch has one and sits fourth seed. By the way, even though more guys behind him have more wins, Joey Logano with one win is fifth in points. Keselowski, after winning at Darlington, is now sixth with the win. Kyle Larson, winless, still locked in at seventh going into Indy. Clint Bowyer, two-time winner, is eighth. I know, it doesn't make sense, does it? But has more playoff points than fourth through seventh. Ryan Blaney, Denny Hamlin. We're going to have more news about Ryan Blaney in a little while. Ryan Blaney, Denny Hamlin, they're ninth and tenth. Chase Elliott with a win is 11th. Eric Almirola runs in 12th with no wins. Eric Almirola also ran inside the top 10, 10th and 9th and, you know, whatnot. Strong car from Stuart Haas Racing. Eric Jones has a win, but he's all the way back in 13th. Jimmy Johnson, no wins, is 14th, followed by Alex Bowman in 15th. But outside winner, Austin Dillon, bumps them back to, instead of 14th and 15th, puts them in 15th and 16th. Ricky Stenhouse, although his points say 16th, he's behind Austin Dillon, to move him back to 17th. Now, here's the kicker. Although Stenhouse is 16th, he's still got to win his way in. He's really not that close to Alex Bowman to bump him back in points. So we'll see. They got to get a victory at Indy. That's it. Anyone 16th and out has to have a victory. Jimmy Johnson, maybe even. So as the story went, Kyle Larson was on par to win again and led nearly the whole time, but came up short. Keselowski took the victory. Penske teammate Joey Logano in second. Kyle Larson ended up third. The four finished fourth, with Kevin Harvick not leading any laps, by the way. So, kind of disappointing. Chase Elliott rounded out the top five. Chase, obviously, like mentioned, he's a lock for the Chase. Pun intended. A couple heads to the Brickyard on Sunday. Sunday the 9th, correct? Yes?
Okay.
But, yeah, it's last chance for everyone outside the top 14 slots to lock in for the Chase. So we're going to go ahead and bump out, and we'll be back on par with some Xfinity, some trucks, some Indy, some NHRA, some Goofy Kurt stuff, and, of course, final laps and whatever's clever. Hey, everybody, welcome back. I caught some notes since earlier. Blaney in that number 12 Penske car. He is now, Ryan Blaney, by the way, not Dave or Dale. He is now signed on to his sponsor, Menards, amongst others. He will be back in that number 21 car running a fully funded team. Jimmy Johnson, by the way, we haven't talked about this in a long time. Jimmy Johnson is losing the Lotus sponsorship, Mr. Seven-time champion. There's rumblings that, yeah, maybe he'll just decide to hang it up. There is talk about Red Bull coming on. No confirmation or denial from any parties involved. So, I mean, we're talking about Jimmy Johnson. We're talking about Martin Truex Jr. We're talking about the kings of the sport, last year's champion and seven-time champion, and Johnson is struggling this year. There is no denying that. He's got to get it done. I think his stock will shrink if he doesn't. So, but we'll wait and see. I'm going to cruise on to Xfinity Series. We covered the Cup. We covered the rumors. I don't think we've covered the rumors. The rumors are just, there's no front or back door to them. And I love it. Every minute of it. The name of the game was Ross Chastain at Darlington, but it was Brad Keselowski who stole the win. Yes, another bushwhacker in from the Cup Series. If anyone ever wonders what the term bushwhacker means, it's because the Xfinity Series before it was, or it was the Nationwide Series before it became the Xfinity Series, and prior to that it was the Busch Grand National Series, and that's, we always called the Cup drivers the bushwhackers when they would go and play against the new guys, basically, is the best way to put it. Ross Chastain, though, he was the man. He took the pole. He won the first and second stages. He was running in the lead to Harvick in second and came into Darlington on the cusp in the 12th spot, which, by the way, is the final spot for the chase berth. He's still there, but the final chase berth spot for the Xfinity chase. He led more laps than he had all year. I believe they said he had only led 15 laps throughout, since Daytona. Him and Harvick tangled, and Chastain ended up 25th. Harvick obviously was thinking it's Chastain's fault. Whatever. You go to NASCAR.com and see Harvick parking in Chastain's pit spot on pit road where the Xfinity and officials intervened. It was great. So the results were Keselowski swept the weekend, by the way, winning both races, the Cup and the Xfinity Series. Cole Custer took second in the Xfinity. Tyler Reddick, with a win this year, finished third. Denny Hamlin, another bushwhacker, took fourth. And Elliott Sadler, who's retiring at the end of this year, took fifth. The Xfinity Series has two races left before their chase begins. Some are locked. Chastain is still at risk of being bumped out because he's on that tail end of the top 12 drivers going into their showdown. So some are locked. The lead goes to Justin Allgaier. He's got four wins. Elliott Sadler, with no wins, moved up to second. And then Cole Custer, no wins, third. Christopher Bell is in fourth. He's impressive. I mean, if I had to bet on somebody's stock in the Xfinity Series right now, I would go with Christopher Bell. So Bell is fourth. If the chase was to start right now, tomorrow, this weekend, and so he's got those four wins. Daniel Hemric, he rounds out the top five in points with no wins. He kind of came out of nowhere on me. It's not that I didn't hear his name, but I didn't expect him to be top five at this point in the year. But hey, Tyler Reddick had the win way back at Daytona, locked him in. He's currently sixth place berth going into the Xfinity Chase. We rounded out with Brandon Jones seventh, Matt Tifton eighth, Ryan Truex pretty much locked in based on those spots, 7th through 9th. 10th through 12th, they still aren't safe. It's Ryan Reed, Austin Cendrick, and Ross Chastain, as we mentioned earlier. Michael Annette, by the way, could pounce on most of them in 10th through 12th. So Indy and Vegas will tell. before the chase begins. It's definitely put up or shut up time. That 10th, I can't read my writing. I thought I learned better than that. That 10th through 13th is tight in points. So even though there's 12 drivers that are going to be eligible going into their chase at Richmond, nobody is really safe. I mean, the 13th place driver, Brandon Jones, right? I think. Michael Annette. Sorry, could pounce into 10th place this weekend or the following weekend. So, and let's not forget that an outside driver from 13th place on back could come in and spoil it all with a win you're in. So Xfinity will be running Saturday at Indy and at Vegas before they begin their final seven race chase at Richmond. Trucks. Trucks are always getting really exciting right now. They started their chase in Canada in August. I don't quite get that one. I would think that all three series should be doing their final showdowns at the same time. It makes it less confusing. It does. It makes it less confusing. Are you with me? Send me a vote. 917-889-2053. By the way, the lines are open. And I loved it on Tuesday when I had a handful of callers join us for that fun little show that ended up being one of the highest rated, the highest, what do you call that? You call it the highest stats for a show. But it's, I've had more listeners than the Tuesday show, but the fact that it was a Tuesday and it is probably my top third show as far as listeners was just incredibly awesome. Let's get back to the trucks. I know this isn't about a hobby jock, radio jock, whatever guy, just lonely in his office and talking to himself. Trucks. Truck Series had the weekend off and will have another before they come back at Vegas. That's going to be a very fun weekend because that will be the final of the Xfinity Series Chase Showdown. Don't use too many S's in your words. It can screw you up. That will be the final race for the Xfinity Series going into their chase when they return to Richmond the following weekend. So Vegas will be the first race of the – do I got that right? Yes. Cup Series. This is what happens when you cite other people's statements and they get them wrong. I was just recently told that Kevin Harvick got 8 wins. No, he has 7. So the Truck Series is already in their final showdown where Johnny Sauter leads just ahead of Brett Moffitt. Brett Moffitt has been up against a tough season. He's got a ton of wins. He almost wasn't able to move on with them, though, due to sponsors. Noah Gregson, the guy that I bragged about all year, he's in third, 1 win, and a lot of rumors about him. Justin Haley, he won the first showdown race in Canada, and that locks him in to the next round of their chase with Matt Crafton rounding out the top 5 as of now. Haley picked up the Daytona race, I believe. And I didn't really want to put my bets on him. I'm not a betting man. Who cares? Lots of talk about Gregson, though. His plans being that he is the prime guy to step in to the junior motorsports ride that Elliot Sadler is retiring from in the Xfinity series. Nothing confirmed for Gregson, but you know, it's amazing to me how this silly season, September and on, going into January, February, all of a sudden a lot of rumors become fact. And it's kind of cool when you make a little prediction and you get it right. So yeah, he probably is going to end up in that number one car at Junior Motorsports. The kicker is that One Main Financial has been the supporter of Elliot Sadler throughout, a few years now. So what would happen for Gregson as far as sponsors? Not sure. So we'll see the Truck Series back at Vegas on my birthday, by the way, for their second race of their chase, Friday, September 14th. Oh, thank God I wasn't. I was born at 12:04 a.m. I almost ended up being born on the 13th. I've always kept track of how many Friday 14 or Friday the 13th, excuse me, have went by every time that my birthday rolls around. So I'm going to flip out to bumper music and take a quick little Gatorade sip. And we got about quite a bit of time to go. So we're only a half an hour in, and hopefully a certain someone joins us, which it looks like he's going to, and we're going to go ahead, flip out to bumper music, and bring him on. So this show is brought to you by the letter N. You guys remember, it would be random. It would be like Ernie and Bert. We are bringing you the letter N. Or it'd be Oscar. Or it'd be one of the humans. Or, you know, that whole game. But yeah, the show is brought to you by the letter N. They're not paying me for it. Whatever. So yeah, we had the X-Fin, not really an N word. It's actually the letter X series. We have the Indy series, even though it doesn't start with an N. But we have the NHRA, that starts with an N. And we have the NF, I almost said NHL. We have the NFL starting regular season. My note said this weekend, but as I was recently informed, we actually have the NFL kicking it off right now. So who's on the field?
It's the Philadelphia Eagles and the Atlanta Falcons. The Battle of the Birds. Oh, there you go. I'm battling the Klingons right now, and there's two birds of prey, the Eagles and Falcons. Think about that. And what's the ship that the Klingons have? The bird of prey.
You know, I'm no good at that stuff, so
And the Romulans have the war birds.
The Ward Burtons?
The war birds. Warbirds.
Ward Burtons.
Well, yeah,
I like
fine.
The Ward Burtons.
Yeah, they have the Ward Burton ships. 22 right on them, you know.
Caterpillars instead of those little, what are they called? Oh, the Trebles.
You know, it would be great to see that in Star Trek or Star Wars, you know, have the sponsorship. You know, obviously, I think the big one for Star Wars and, like, pod racing or even, like, speeder racing, the biker scouts, you know, and their big one, though, would be Astromotech. They made, like, R2 and 3PO. And in Star Trek, it would be, like, the Quark's Cup, you know, and Quark's was the bar in DS9. But Star Wars, you could probably come up with more stuff. The Bespin gas mines, you know, where Lando was. Yeah, those
you
would
know,
be cool sponsors.
I'm going to continue on the N subject.
No.
And it's funny that you, not that. No. Let's dump out of that. The reason that I say this is because we're talking NFL. The Super Bowl of NHRA was at a stadium in a certain place called Indianapolis. I don't think anyone's ever heard of it. Over Labor Day weekend, it was the final race before the NHR begins what is essentially their playoff season. If you ask me, I think some teams have been sandbagging a little bit. There's a lot of guys that, you know, Courtney came out swinging. Steve Torrence came out swinging. But a lot of them haven't taken a final as of recently. But they don't do that, do they?
Well, they could, though.
Pour it on when it matters. But, hey, I sense a disturbance in the forest. And I sense, you know how they call the waves and everything a torrent? I sense a disturbance in the torrent. Because Billy Torrence, Steve Torrence's dad, Steve Torrence, the point leader, had led and kicked chubby cheeks off. See, I try not to swear, but I really don't monitor myself before it comes out of my mouth. So Papa Torrence, we'll call him, and Papa Force, is he going to serve pizza at the force-fed truck?
I don't think pizza would work.
What about Torrance? What kind of item would a Torrance be? Would that be like a blizzard? A blizzard? A cold, cool-you-down Dairy Queen type shake?
Where is he from?
Oh, God. You know what? I'm going to have to listen to the playback, make notes, and my people and your people will get back to you on that one.
Well, the crew's kind of ticked right now because of the low morale from battling all the warbirds and birds of prey and, you know. You know what this game reminds me of, though? What's up with all the Vikings? What's up with the Vikings losing the NFC title to the birds of prey? That's what I want to know. Now it's the Eagles and Falcons.
I found it interesting as soon as you mentioned those two teams playing together. I mean, it was kind of, wasn't it a Falcons and Saints and Eagles showdown through the playoff season for us?
Yeah.
Us people, as in we are from Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And Sarah Palin seems to think she talks like us. I'm going to snap out of politics.
Don't forget about 3 years ago, the Seahawks, another bird team.
Hey, I love the Seahawks. I actually do. I'm like from both corners of the world and one point in between. When the sea captains, sea chickens, whatever people want to call them, the Sea Chickens beat up the Patriots. That was awesome. I was so happy. And then, of course, Miami Dolphins. Miami's my... I think I was adopted from people in Miami. So, Mom or Dad, if you're out there, I'd like to meet you. All right, let's finish up NHRA. Billy Torrance has better finishes than his son Steve since he came out of hiatus. Courtney Force still leads Funny Car, and Steve Torrance still leads Top Fuel, even though Billy Torrance has been a performer after getting back on the track after, you know, his break. He took Brainerd. He took, by the way, Washington. Remember that little thing up there? Can you imagine if he ran the full season? All three divisions are locked in for the six race showdown to the crown, whatever they call it. I don't even know. I just know that the chase is the chase, and when you're talking about Chase Elliott, it makes things confusing on air, and it makes it even worse for other people that are listening to me, even though I understand it, and I'm about to cough because I'm out of breath, and a partridge, and a pear tree. Greg Anderson is your pro stock leader with Andrew Hines and leading pro bike, going to their final showdown till they hit their showdown. I'm not quite sure how the NHR thing really works as far as pro bike, because they have the pro Harleys and then they have the pro bike. You want to get on that, Kurt?
Well, first of all, but the NHRA here, Hines has to catch up. Thank you. Yeah, the bike thing, I don't know.
At least you didn't say he has to turd or he must turd.
Well, I didn't think about that, but...
Oh, thank God you didn't. You would have taken it further. So, what's up? NHRA will begin their showdown at Maple Grove Raceway. Not here. There. Pennsylvania. Hey, Smokey. He never caught the bandit.
No, he didn't. And that was just kind of surprising to hear. I oftentimes made fun of Burt Reynolds, but I also, and Smokey and the Bandit was always one of the movies I either really liked it or else I couldn't stand it. And then if I didn't watch it for a while, I always enjoyed it again. And one thing here about Burt Reynolds, though, if he wasn't playing the Bandit, if he wasn't playing Bo, I didn't think about him being Bo, which was kind of cool, because even Burt Reynolds playing like a business guy, you knew it was Burt Reynolds, but it's kind of like, I'm going to watch this because... he's not Bo. It's different. And people, I'm not trying to be funny here, but Deliverance, I mean, that's a hard movie to watch for so many reasons. And, of course, one part that everybody remembers. But seeing Burt Reynolds and in that movie, you know, it's Burt Reynolds, but it's kind of a fun movie to watch because it's not a comedy. I mean, you know, it's a drama, and seeing Burt Reynolds in a drama after being in those comedies is kind of cool to watch.
You know, it's so cool. You know, when I first heard about it today, I was like, okay, we got Smokey and the Bandit. We have, I'm trying to go through it, and of course, Three Amigos, you know, and I remember the negative news about how Burt Reynolds was hard to work with for Martin Short, who was just a new guy, and of course, Steve Martin was somewhere in the middle on that, but now we see Steve Martin and Martin Short coming out and doing... They're selling tickets at the frickin' Orpheum to do their little comedy routine.
Yeah.
It's cool. I like it.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing that came to mind. And then I was like, holy crap. I mean, everyone knows Smokey and the Bandit.
I know this is a quote-unquote family show, but one thing, when I first saw Boogie Nights...
I know you're going to say something about stroking.
But... But Boogie Nights, and Burt Reynolds is playing Burt Reynolds, but there are some really funny lines with him. And it's not gross or sick what he says. It's the situation where he says the words, which are really, really funny. Yeah, he was up for an Oscar for that movie.
You know, I really shouldn't say this, and everybody's going to jump off right after I do. He said, sure, Gene Simmons got his tongue thing going on, but my mustache keeps women coming back. I'm just going to sign off on that statement right now. So, Smokey and the Bandit. Stroker Ace. What is the lines in that movie about the chicken plucking, frickin' flacking, whatever? Remember those?
I don't remember that. And though the thing, I got to say it right now, I just never liked that movie because they tried to, and Burt Reynolds was a major, major sex symbol, I know. And... You know, and even women moms, they just go, Curtis, you don't get it. Women loved him. I go, yeah, but in Stroker Ace, though, they made him out to be every woman just wanted to be with him. And they just go, this is a little too much, but there's side story there, though, too. And it is a comedy, though, and, you know, not every racing movie is a drama, which can be a nice little break.
Oh, God, there wasn't one racing movie of his that was a drama. Everything was humor-based. I got to say, yeah, as far as... how do I cross over Stroker Ace and Cannonball Run? And as far as Stroker Ace, you know, they were on location with Cale Yarbrough. They were on location with Dale Earnhardt. Back when Dale Earnhardt, long before he had really stamped his ticket in NASCAR, Harry Gant, I'll tell you something about that in a second, Terry Labonte, who was back there in that number 44 Piedmont car at that time, Tim Richmond. But, I learned earlier today that the Stanton Barrett family, the Stan Barrett, a couple of guys that grew up as stuntmen, had done a lot of work for Burt Reynolds. Stanton Barrett later ended up in the Busch series. Stan Barrett, see, I knew I was going to screw this up, was the original driver of the Skull Bandit car that Burt Reynolds was a co-owner of. So, I mean, there's a lot of history in Burt Reynolds as far as NASCAR, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, there is.
But, yeah, with Terry Labonte and then Tim Richmond, who were in the Stroker Race movie. In God, let's move on to Cannonball Run. That was Buddy Baker's car at the time, the Uno car.
Mm-hmm.
And remember what happened in 1979 at Daytona when Donnie Ellison was in that car?
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't exactly think that Burt Reynolds from Three Amigos was going to be such a historic figure in NASCAR.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to finish up Indy, and then we're going to bump out and, bump out, you know what I mean by bumper. Indy, a lot of this is last Tuesday's news that I just condensed. Scott Dixon barely made it out of the tank, and you saw the wreck. Remember that? On lap one at Portland Speedway with Marco Andretti flipping over him, and Dixon's motor was still running. He was able to pull away, took on some damage, but made it out of the wreck. Who sings that song, Made It Through the Rain?
Oh, it's Barry Manilow.
That one, too. All right. Man, why is it every time a Barry Manilow song comes to mind, I can't figure out who sings it? I'm always thinking like Christopher Cross or maybe a really mellow Steve Perry or something like that. It was awesome watching the championship ticker show the points as they ran. Of course, Alexander Rossi had taken the points lead at first, but Dixon still came out in lead after Takuma Sato, last year's Indy 500 winner. He was victorious at Portland. RHR, Ryan Hunter-Reay. If I didn't just say Ryan Hunter-Reay, would you know who I'm talking about saying RHR?
No.
But if I said PJF, you'd know who that is.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to make a sports reporter out of you yet. Damn it. RHR, Ryan Hunter-Reay. In a Partridge in a Pear Tree. And points leader, Scott Dixon, after early trouble, rounded out the top five. That was amazing. That's not supposed to happen. Alexander Rossi, who had everything to gain from Dixon's troubles, landed in seventh. Will Power, he had a lot to gain. Didn't finish any better than 21st. Dixon had the golden horseshoe. How many times can you have a first lap wreck and finish ahead every contender in the top five, even though you finished, fourth, was it? Yes. And hold on to your points lead. So... Indy will wrap up the championship Sunday, but not yet Sunday, September 16th at Sonoma for their final Sonoma race for now as they head out to the Corkscrew next year.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about that quite a bit, but I think it's really exciting. So let's...
Oh, your thing from earlier where you said, you know, where you almost said curve instead of turn. You know what you could say in some cases? The chicane. Think about that. We'll take the chicane here on another path.
Yeah, I'd have to set that up properly, but that could work. I mean, you look at Indy.
Exactly.
It's very, I mean, even though they're long and curved, at those kind of speeds, it's like, you know, driving down the street, and then all of a sudden there's a hard hook to the left at a regular Minneapolis-type neighborhood curb.
Yep.
Maybe it's got to be called a curb. The curb, said Andy. Makes sense to me.
Yeah.
I don't know about you.
Man, you could. All right. Yeah.
We're going to dump for a second, and, oh, God. Don't make me. I hope you ain't going to go there with that joke. But we're going to dump out for a minute and give ourselves...
We're running out of time. How about that?
You're running and dumping. Got it. Okay, let's just go to bumper music. All right, folks, I'm back. Me and Kurt were hanging out in the ladies' room. We got kicked out.
Meeting in the ladies' room. Be back real soon.
To a climax. Oh, my God. Even Blog Talk Radio is going to kick me off the freaking internet at the rate that I keep going with the something statements. All right, give me hell, Kurt.
Okay, there's probably, for the 10 of you listening out there in the world and throughout the universe right now in Tatooine, Alderaan, Kronos, and Vulcan, Bach right now is saying this is totally illogical. Burt Reynolds was not in Three Amigos. That was Chevy Chase. Spock is not thrilled because of how illogical that would be. Although it might actually be funnier seeing Burt Reynolds in it.
Hey, who was the girl with the really big boobs that always got together with Reynolds in the movies?
You talking about Lonnie Anderson?
I think so.
Who became his second wife?
And
Stroker
who
Ace?
Who was the one in the Richard Pryor movie with U.S. Bates?
Oh, I never knew her name. I know exactly who you're talking about, though. She had that voice, that really perky voice. Yeah. Yep.
I got homework to do. I'm all confused. I'm thinking of Brewster's Millions and Richie Rich or whatever that kid's name was in the Richard Pryor movies. The toy. That's what I said. I said the toy. No, I didn't. But, you know, I can go there. So, hey, we're going to end up finishing short of 90 minutes tonight, but we still got a little bit of a way to go. And I still have no confirmation. Nothing official as far as the Martin Truex news. And I'm going to look it up one more time. And I'm just going to do that damn thing, as Becca says. So we're going to take a look, see if anything is finally designed. The thing that... Oh, wow. I just found some interesting news here, by the way. So... all kinds of stuff. As of this moment, I'm not finding anything as far as a press conference at Joe Gibbs Racing, a press conference at Furniture Roll Racing. We do have something really informative, I guess. Casey Kane. He was already set to retire. As the news goes right now, Regan Smith will be in the number 95 at Indianapolis for the Brickyard 400.
Mm.
So obviously, Casey Kane gets paid. Life goes on. And, you know, he's under contract. He just doesn't get winning bonuses, top five bonuses, top 10 bonuses. Wow. Kind of glad that I clicked on this right now. Otherwise, I would be behind the news come tomorrow, and we wouldn't be talking about it till Monday. Kevin Harvick, by the way. This just popped up. He'll no longer race in the Xfinity Series. I have a feeling some of this stems from the Ross Chastain. I got that Friends episode. Ross can! Stuck in my head, so that messed with me. So, wow. Gotta love the Associated Racing feed. It's worth my $3.75 a month. Anybody can have it, but if I bring it to you first, hey, I scooped you. But yeah, nothing new as far as definite confirmations on Martin Truex news. Who's looking at this? Kane sideline for Indy. Burt Reynolds. Best bets for Indy.
Could I get in another N here? Since we were talking about Climax, meet you in the ladies' room. I got Nasty Girl by Vanity Six. Think about that one. Thank you.
Oh, what was their song? That I could dance with any girl and I'd get my hopes up and then... Oh, I Miss You.
Oh, that's Climax. Yep. I was waiting for it, too.
I was going to say it. I'm not telling you I miss you.
Well, but I was waiting for that. Somebody's going to mention I Miss You. I remember I Miss You more than I remember ladies' room. But remember,
it's not called
then,
I Miss You More. It's called I Miss You.
I know. I'm saying I Miss You. I remember that more than I remember Ladies' Room. Certainly
so
played the.
Okay.
They played it more.
I remember that. Yeah. It's not called I Miss You, I Remember That. It's just called
Shut
I Miss
Up.
You.
Oh. Oh, and one thing. Who wrote Nasty Girl? There's a Minneapolis connection. You won't be surprised.
Sheila. I don't know. My brain just went like this.
Written by a guy named Roger Nelson.
Oh, Prince?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was his band. That was Apollonia, their lead singer. Yeah.
Well, he also is the only reason we know who Alanis Morris, or not Alanis Morissette. Who's the bald chick?
Sinead O'Connor. Yep.
All right, let's 22 minutes to go, but I don't care. I'm going to finish up early and switch over to Sharon.
Oh,
so
can I mention? Yep, it's just starting. Just starting.
And the teams again were?
The Birds of Prey from Philadelphia and Atlanta, Georgia.
Philadelphia sucks. I'm sorry. If anyone out there is listening, you guys are freaking rude.
I gotta say this.
You hosted us in Pennsylvania, and then y'all come here like you're proud of it.
I gotta say this, though. Walking around Saturday, February 3rd, the day before, everyone wearing Eagle stuff was so damn cool to me. They're on Hennepin Avenue. Oh, they were so cool, even with that snow.
I know. I'm going to the multi-sport side of the show, and that's always fine. And I got to be a little more organized when I do because I say things just off the cuff. But I, regardless of Philadelphia hosting the Vikings, I got to say we were flipping cars over. Not we, as in me. Outside of our stadium in 1987 when the Twins won the World Series. It was a little more orderly in 91, but it was still pretty rowdy. So if we do it to our own hometown... Where do you go with that?
Yeah, that's one thing I just have never... I have been told, though, what Shaquille O'Neal said, and I forgot which Laker title it was that he won with the Lakers. And I think it was the first one he won when he was a Laker. And he actually was really pissed at the fans there. He actually said... This would not be happening this bad in Minneapolis. Which was
you
a
know,
cool compliment.
After the Eagles game, I called into Rapid Fire. You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't remember if I had a local DJ or if I was on a Fox Sports National. And he took my question, and I got to talk to him for a minute. And he said, in reply to me, I had said, you can tell I don't have my notes in place. I asked, I said, why would they treat us like S-bomb? Knowing that they have to come here to watch their team in the Super Bowl. Don't they worry that we're going to give them a little repay, a little payback, a little, you know, things like that. Now, I believe it was Nordahl. I'm not sure, though. And he jumped on and he said, we're too nice.
Breaking news. The Birds of Prey from Atlanta, Georgia are on the Birds of Prey from Philadelphia's 2-yard line.
The Dirty Underwear Birds?
Yep. The Dirty Birds are on the Green Birds 2-yard line.
All right. I'm going to cut ahead and go to Dude, Who's Your Car? There's no Indy. There's no NHRA this weekend. Do you want to go after Donnie Schartz? I don't even know how he's been doing, but...
Well, I'll say right now, although the IRL is off, one thing, I'll say right now, I hope when they drive out of their damn driveways, they don't flip over. When they're getting the team together, heading to Sonoma, you know, don't flip the cars over when you're heading to the track. Don't do it on the track, but don't do that again.
This isn't final laps. Your car?
I know. I'm trying to figure that out.
Actually, matter of fact, really all we have this weekend is the Cup Series and the X Series at Indy. NHRA is off. Indy is off.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. You know, I'll go with Marty. I was rooting for him last week. I'm going with Marty.
Oh, Truex?
Yeah. I was rooting for him last week as a Darlington.
I'm going to have to go with Justin Allgaier in the X Series. Is there, Brickyard 250 or whatever.
And now?
He's just so freaking strong lately. And if Elliott Sadler comes out on top and gets that victory at Brickyard before he retires at the end of the year, that would be hot. All right, so you're going Truex. I'm going Justin Allgaier in the Xfinity Series. You know, hey, that's who your horse is. So, I mean, we'll know better next week. Monday.
Yeah, just to the IRL drivers, when you're going to Sonoma and on your way there, you guys aren't supposed to go airborne 1 inch. Stay on the damn ground this time. If you plan on flipping over your cars, I'm not trying to be funny here either.
Well, you better be funny because
don't do it. Don't do it on the first lap. For God's sakes, play the PlayStation games if you have to figure it out. Don't do that anymore.
All right. So let's cut to final lap so we can. Speaking of Indy, the old kart series, 5 to go. The old kart driver, Parker Johnstone. Remember him?
I remember the name.
He was in one of the cool green cars before Paul Tracy. So, yeah, the old kart driver, Parker Johnstone, the Parker Solo Probe. I said solo again, didn't I? Or should it have been a Uranus probe?
I'm going to go with the Parker solar probe just because I like that idea and trying to figure out where it is. And, it's just out there somewhere, and it's seen a lot more than we'll ever see in our lives. And, it's going by one of the oddest planets. Probably won't take any photos of it, but it's going to go by Venus probably pretty soon, and one of the most bizarre planets, but one of the coolest planets of Venus, so I'm going with the Parker probe.
Yeah, it's not going to pass Venus, but it's going to pass Venus orbit.
That's what I mean.
And this leads me up to the next Vortigo. Although a Uranus probe, that would just be, wow, at 430,000 miles per hour. I am so sorry for anyone listening.
Well, you'll get the exam done quicker.
Don't you think we should have sent the Parker? I mean, they got the damn thing heading for the sun. It would have costed less money if they sent it to a cold environment than, incinerator. Don't you think we should have sent the Parker probe to once and for all figure out if Pluto is a planet?
Oh, 2 years ago, though, they did send a probe to Pluto, and they found out all that information. And
there's no way it got there in 2 years. No,
2 years ago it got there. It was a 9-year mission. It took 9 years to get to Pluto. Yeah, just look it up, and that thing was that thing cost less than $1 billion, and they're making a big deal everywhere because U.S.
Oh,
Bank.
The whole thing about the stadium and I remember that now.
Yep.
So but the Parker probe to once and for all figure out if Pluto is a planet. Now, let's sit back and think about this for the, I got 10 minutes and 45 seconds. I said it as it was at 45. So if we finally figured out, is Pluto a planet?
Well, most astronomers say yes, some say no, and I forgot the criteria.
They can all kiss my frozen planet ass from that little ball floating around way out there in outer space.
Well, it's a,
if it's a planet, it's a planet. Who cares?
I think it is because it orbits the sun. So
if me and you put together some stupid project and we get out there and we're like, hey, Kurt, guess what? This isn't a planet. Oh, crap. Now we got to go back home to Earth. I mean, what does it matter? It doesn't matter. And matter of fact, as far as matter, planetary matter, and all this other, we were talking about precious metals earlier. If we find a planet outside of Pluto because we're hanging out way up there and we're like, dude, we're chilling on Pluto, would we name it Goopy?
I don't know, and of course I believe Pluto was the god of the Greek underworld, and
Pluto's a dog, dude.
In Disney, yeah, but
forget about everything, Pluto's a dog. Here's a serious subject, by the way. Do you think the image of NASCAR is tainted by Brian France in his DUI and controlled substance, and is causing teams like Truex? I'm not sure if you listened to the beginning of the show, but to get a major sponsor to support a guy like Truex and the whole TV package and just everything. But you think that's what's hurting a guy like last year's champion?
No.
From being able to be funded. I mean, Jesus Christ.
No.
You don't think so?
No. No, and no, if that came from a driver himself, yeah. But, you know, basically the head of it, no.
You're talking about a spot where Nike is all of a sudden up in arms about the stuff and fans as far as, you know, the NFL. And I think it did. I really think it did. There is no Pepsi or no Coke or no Budweiser or no nothing that's going to jump in with last year's champion. Champion. We're not talking about a little guy on the block.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't think that the tainted image of NASCAR is affecting big-time advertising money?
No.
No.
Right. I do think if it came from a driver, yeah. If a driver did what he did, yeah. Because the driver is a bigger name.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about guys like Jeremy Mayfield and guys failing drug tests. You know, all across the board. And then tracks opening up and shutting down and opening up and shutting down. They don't even know where their brand's going to be. All right, I don't have a final lap here, but I'm going to say I got to give this one to the Bandit, Mr. Stroker Ace, Mr. Stand On It, that became the movie Stroker Ace. Hey, what about Cannonball Run? Cannonball Run is the one lesson in life that taught me don't speed in Texas. Okay. So
no, just on how you mentioned Cannonball Run though. How the hell did Dom DeLuise start hanging out with Burt Reynolds? I just would love to know that one. What an odd team to have, but it worked. It worked.
I'm guessing he weighed less. Had more hair.
Maybe. I mean, God, just goofiness, but it worked. So God bless both of them.
So, yeah, as far as that goes, I'm assuming that Dom DeLuise was a younger version when they started working together. I got to look that up, too. I always say this on the show. I got to look that up. So, anyway.
Frank Sinatra and Sammy Davis Jr. and Dean Martin shows up, too. I don't know if that was Cannonball Run 1 or 2. But all three of them show up. The Rat Pack showed up.
What was that?
The Rat Pack.
Oh, you were talking about one or two.
Yeah.
Even Kanye makes more sense than you.
I guess so.
So, all right, we're going to bail. Wherever you go, get there fast. Speedway. Oh, I almost said it. That's kind of pathetic. Got in the habit since April. But, excuse me.
I almost said it. Kind of pathetic. That rhymes.
Blog Talk Radio. facebook.com/QSpeed. This has been Captain Kurt.
Kapwah.
I am going to go ahead and bail, get the show wrapped up, and I'm missing my flipping sound bites. Even the first one didn't work out tonight, but that's okay. We'll be back on Monday to recap the final stats of the Cup Series going into their final chases at Vegas. The Xfinity Series is going to race, and then they'll race at Vegas, and they'll set up their chase for Richmond. This is so stupid. Remember when it was simple going into the final championship showdown? Oh, I'm being too honest here, and I'm blah, 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 blah. So, all right. Wherever you go, get there fast. This has been Captain Kurt and your crew chief, Keel.
Stay logical. Live long and prosper. May the force be with you.